Alive and Kicking
with Claire McKenna
on News Talk.
You're welcome back to Alive and Kicking. Now, 3 years ago, Neil McDermott, a farmer and landowner from Laois, bought a beautiful building that was built by an architect as a family home, but has now been reworked as a luxury Ayurvedic retreat centre. It's a very special place. My jaw was on the ground from the minute I drove up and saw it in the distance. And I went to meet the owner himself to hear how he went from the fields to retreat centre owner. Arunachala is the Sanskrit word meaning fiery, unmovable mountain. And you can see the Slieve Bloom Mountains and surrounding countryside from all angles of this incredible curved building. I actually don't think I've ever seen anything quite like it. I tried my best to bring you on a tour, but I really feel it needs to be seen to be believed. And I started by asking Neil how he came to Ayurveda.
Ayurveda comes from the word Ayus, meaning life or change, and Veda meaning knowledge of. So it's the knowledge of life or change. And as you know, everything is changing, life is changing. So you get your bearings then. It's primarily based on body types. Mm-hmm. So you have a fiery type, you have an airy type, a fiery type, and a water and earthy type. They're called Vata, Pitta and Kapha. So that's the fundamental issue. So in other words, if you're helping a person to rejuvenate themselves, you deal with the particular body type. So if you're a fiery type, well, we try to cool the fire. If you're an airy type, we try to ground you. And if you're a watery and earth type, well, you might need a kick in the arse to get moving. Mm-hmm. But it's a great body type, but we tend to be very lethargic. So that's about the core of it.
What's yours? Are you willing to share yours and what you learned on the journey?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm Pitta Kapha, which is fire and earth. The fire and earthy and water type, which is 50-50 about.
Right, so we can all be a mix of both, and they can be out of balance.
Absolutely. Anyone, it's in us all. In fact, I have a little bit of Vata. Seemingly, my lips are Vata, some, but seemingly not much Vata anyway, which is the airy type.
And it's the treatment, the nutrition.
Correct.
The time in contemplation, that can reset.
Exactly, yeah. So we deal with the body type, which is also reflects the mind type, of course. You know, if you're, for instance, the Kapha type, which is the water and the earth, you tend to be rather stocky and very strong and have a great memory. But if you get angry, you might kill someone. That's in the extreme. Mm-hmm. But it's a great body to have from a whole digestive point of view. It's very strong. But then the fire, it keeps you moving. And if you're too much out of balance, you need to just balance it back to what your natural body type is.
And so people who come here will not only learn about these principles and lean into some of the big treatments that we looked at in the treatment rooms, but they'll learn how to bring it then into their everyday when they leave.
Oh, correct. And a lot of people would already have a smattering of knowledge of it. But also, of course, by example, if somebody knew someone that was treated this way, they would want to go, because it's like me. When I went to India first, I heard of it and I wanted to find out. And then when you find out, you see through your own experience rather than talking about it.
Lovely. Wow. And what was here before, or has this just been built directly onto the land?
The architect said the design for it came to him crossing the gate, coming into the field. It was just a field.
Right.
So he negotiated buying the field off the local farmer. It's approximately 20 years ago now. And he then proceeded to build. And he got so far until the crash came, and it was abandoned then. It was abandoned for about 9 or 10 years. The last time I was here was at a lecture on architecture. So I asked the man that built it, Michael Rice, would he give my son a job for summer? And my son was only 14. But he said, certainly, yes. So he went to work with the team, and they were working all over the country on various houses and projects. So then the next thing, whatever, 11 or 12 years later, I see it advertised. So I rung the owner to know, was he selling it willingly or not? And he says, I'll let you know in a week or two, which he did. He said, it's up for sale. So I went to the auction even without seeing it, funny enough. It is an online auction. And I found myself owning it. I said to myself, what? I better go and look at it now.
And what state was it in? Was it an empty shell, or is it? I mean, this being radio, it's almost like something out of Lord of the Rings. It's a bit of a hobbit home. Like, it's not an ordinary family house.
Well, that's what it was designed, of course, for as a family home and for lectures on architecture and educational use. No, it's not. But it was designed as a family home. They lived here for about 2 years, and then it was abandoned. It was abandoned, so there was very little. There was very little useful. There was nothing useful in it. So we had to start from scratch. And as you see, the kitchen here was that. There was nothing here. All around, it was all hollowed out. So he said, Ian. The James, he called them Ian James Design, went in and decided to make the kitchen, which, as you can see, is beautiful. And it's made out of all Irish timber.
And everything about the house is curved and yes, wood lined. So was that how it was before, or has that been added?
Yes. No. Well, of course, we kept the theme of wood. So it's following the golden mean. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
All right. Oh, well, that's... Well, you heard of it now. So the golden mean is like Leonardo da Vinci, you know, when you when you draw a circle around the body.
Yes.
It's 1 to 1.618. So it's the relationship of one thing with another. So in other words, it's the relationship of your hands out with the rest of your body, but it's also the relationship of that window with that window. They're just naturally in proportion. So the building is facing east and west, north and south. So the whole southern face is the sun spends the whole day on it when it's out, of course. The sun shines on us, thanks be to God. So,
well, I mean, we have a cloudy day, but it's still beautiful. There are views of surrounding land. I mean, we give so much credence to the coast, and I know why. I live by the sea, and I do love it. But to be landlocked also has its beauty, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's always a bit of a dilemma with me, with the sea. And I lived in County Meath, so we were near the sea. But then I moved to Eden Derry in County Offaly, and I said, God, what am I going to do with not near the sea? But there are lakes there. But now I'm a bit of a mountain man. Mm. I love the mountains and being up high. And actually, the name of this place is called Arunachala, which in Sanskrit means Arun is red or coloured or fiery, and Achala is mountain or unmoving. So it's the Arunachala means this unmoving fiery mountain. So that's how the name came. It's a favourite place that I go to in India. And so we christened it that. It was called Dreamfields, which I thought was a bit dreamy.
I can see why I got both names. Let's go on our tour. You're going to take me around as we go. But when you bought it, did you have an idea that you would have it as a Ayurvedic retreat centre?
Yes. That's
why you bought it?
I suppose, yes. Put it in a nutshell, yeah.
Okay, and what's been your relationship with that? How have you come to know Ayurveda?
Oh, I came across Ayurveda in the School of Philosophy in Dublin first, through study of Sanskrit.
But you were a farmer, is that correct? And it's not usually two worlds you hear combined, or maybe that's naive.
I'm an agricultural labourer. Farmers, right. Yes, I am a farmer. Started off in Rathotan, County Mead, renting land. And then I expanded about a bigger farm in Eden Derry in County Offaly, and kept chasing land around the world. So I had land in Ukraine, I had land in Estonia, and still have farm in Estonia. I'll be going there for the harvest, please God.
Okay, so what brought you to the philosophical centre and Ayurveda?
Oh my God, I saw an ad in the Time magazine years ago, discovered the mystery of life. So I responded to the ad, and it was an ad for the Rosicrucians. Have you ever heard of them?
No.
Well, you heard them now. It's in the Beatles song, actually, and they joined the Rosicrucians. They're a kind of a cult on finding out about life. Yeah, they studied it through science. I was with them for about 10 years, maybe. And then I saw an ad for the School of Philosophy in Dublin. And what they said, I'm going to go find out if what they are saying is true. And off I goes from Eden Derry to Dublin. And I spent 21 years in the School of Philosophy in Dublin.
Okay, so you're a curious man.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
We should all be curious. So look, let's talk this hallway for a start. I don't even know if hallway does it justice.
See, this is right the centre here. So you look up, look down.
Mm.
The whole thing is lined up from the centre.
Yes.
And actually, there was a lovely little mountain. It, on a bright day, you can see it also lying backed up there.
Okay.
So it spreads out to the east, to the west, and right around to the south. Mm. So, right, we'll go to the yoga hall here. Well, we call it the round room.
And we're going down colourful steps. I'm sure that's not by accident.
That's right, there to follow the
chakras.
Thank you. Oh, you took me out of a hole there. You just got from deeper. Yeah, indeed, yeah. So this room, you see the way the sand drops through the face?
Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
So we're right in the centre of the room. I'm on a disc almost. And what does this represent?
That represents a circle, right?
Mm-hmm.
A square. Oh no, triangle, which means activity, and the square, which means they're coming by to rest.
Yeah, I feel like taking my shoes off. It feels very disrespectful. No, it does. It actually does. I want to feel it. And above me is a dome of a glass ceiling. But yeah, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it, Neil.
Okay.
And this is the yoga room.
Correct, yeah. We use it for some meetings and yoga.
And it's in the round?
It's fully round, yeah. I suppose, won't you? You can feel it. Yeah, it's a lovely room to actually meditate in as well.
And so, who do we have on the wall here?
That is a guru. He has passed away a long time. He's my guru, even though he's passed away. And his philosophy is find out who you are. Ramana Maharshi was his name. And he's famous. He's famous in dare I say, seeking and people seeking. He's famous in that part of, in that area of life.
But it's important for you to have him featured.
Oh, indeed, my friend John Fitzgerald, who was an excellent artist and painter, he painted that. So I'm very happy with it.
Yeah, it captures his spirit. You can see he's got very kind eyes.
That's right, yeah.
Well, I love this place. It's truly, truly magnificent. Is this where we started? This is a stunning room. This dome-shaped room and these beautiful windows.
Yeah, you can be looking up at the stars when you're asleep.
Yeah.
You can't be looking at the stars when you're asleep, but before you go to bed, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, every room is special.
Yeah.
I'd have to say.
Directly east. So on the 21st of June, then, the sun will be shining in there.
Mm-hmm.
Due northeast. And then it'll go on round.
So you never wanted to live here, Neil? This is purely for other people.
Oh, yeah, no, I live here as well.
You do live here?
Yeah, yeah.
So where do you live? Yeah. I mean, we don't have to go and have a look at it now or anything, but do you live here on site?
I do, yeah.
Okay, but I was thinking it'd be an awful change just to...
Indeed.
You're very kind to share it.
Well, I hope it's rewarding in the end. But I mean, if somebody finds peace in it, that'll do me, you know.
Oh, well, I've had the most wonderful time and it's not over yet, but thank you so much for having me.
Such a young person to see it, yeah, and appreciate. Well, of course, we have... These are all young people. Aoife is from Waterford. She's an Ayurvedic therapist and she loves Ayurveda. And this Aisling is from Portlaoise here. She's local. And Aisling is charge d'affaires. She's great. And she's a multi-talented person.
So you've been gathering together your team?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And Dr. Ramesh?
Yes.
So you're saying in about a month this will all be open and anybody and everybody can come?
All they have to do is pick up the phone and book whatever package they want to book. Yeah, to help themselves. The bottom line is you needn't be expecting us to make a... You can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear, if you ever heard that sentence.
Yes.
And so if the person themselves... He makes use of the facility and the people, well, then they're on the right track.
Well, it needs to be seen to be believed. Thank you so much for inviting me here today. It's a very special place and thank you for putting your heart and soul into it. Wow, what a place. Right, Aran Achila are planning a summer rejuvenation workshop on Saturday the 11th of July. So to find out more about this and all they have on offer, go to aranachula.ie. I mean it, this place has to be seen to be believed. I have put a video up on my Instagram so you can have a little sneak peek. And while I'm at it, Laois is a very underrated county. It's an absolute gem, so make it your business to get yourself there. So that's it for Alive and Kicking for this week. My thanks to my producer, Aoife Breen, to Hugo De Silva Scott, who was on sound, Rory Galvin was on podcasts, and thanks to you for listening. I will see you next week.
Alive and Kicking
with Claire McKenna.
Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.